Chet and Ballsy Daily. With material from Chet and Ballsy's live show on 104.9 The Wolf and stuff they could never get away with on the air, listener discretion is advised. The boss told me to say that.
She's a hot one today, 31.
I'm going to enjoy this. I'm not going to complain about the heat quite yet. We can't, right?
Did you get complaints?
For what?
For the intro song? Because you haven't, that's two in a row you haven't sang
it's
the intro song.
Too much pressure. Too much pressure. I can't do it. I can't sing an intro song each and every day.
Okay.
It's not going to happen. I'll throw one out every now and then. I want it to be a treat, you know?
So you're something. Okay, thanks, Cher. So you're a guy. Uh-huh. You're about, I picture you, you're about 23 to 26. That's the temperature you like. 23 to 26.
Yeah, I would say about 22 is my wheelhouse.
I'd say 31's a bit greasy for you. Like, I picture you.
I get sweat under the boobs.
Yeah.
I do. Yeah. Under the man boob sweat, and then you start getting the, like, the neck sweat.
Oh, I thought you said under the boots.
And my nose sweats.
Your nose sweats.
Like, right on the tip of my nose. When it gets to be, anything above 28, it's bad news.
I have to say I'm very impressed, though, and this is why I'm impressed. I thought when we went on our first trip together in Cuba, when it was hot, I turned to Marshall and I said, you know what? He is going to be a shirt swimmer.
No.
He's going to wear a shirt in the lake.
No.
Or in the ocean. I always call it the lake. But you're not. No. You know.
Why would I be a shirt swimmer?
I don't know. I just thought you'd be a shirt swimmer.
Shake what the good Lord gave you.
Yeah, no,
you know?
That's good.
That's right.
So how do you beat the heat?
Drink. No, I have air conditioning.
Yeah, before,
so that's how
though,
I beat the
before,
heat.
What did you do?
I used to take a big fan. Mm-hmm. And then you take like a big tray of ice and put it in front of the fan, and then sit there shirtless with your hands over your head, because you got to get that pit. The pit's cool too, eh? So you just kind of sit there, almost looking like a gorilla, you know, like. Your friends walk in, you turn your back to them. What do you want?
Yeah.
Don't look at me like I'm a freak. You got to get creative when you have no AC. Especially, I used to be on the third floor of an apartment building.
Yeah.
And no AC up there, so you get everybody else's residual heat, too.
I grew up in the 80s.
No, you didn't.
No, I did. I grew up in the 80s.
70s.
And the 80s. They bled into the 80s, and it got so hot. It's grasshoppers on the side of the house hot. Like, when you come around the corner, it was like locusts and everything everywhere, flying all over the place. And we didn't have air conditioning. We had one little like window air conditioner, but the rest of the house was hot.
Those don't work.
No, they don't. And my dad was the only person working, because the Clinton Marilyn Ball decided to be a one, you know, she'd stay home with the kids. So we had a meager income. So we didn't go to the 7-Eleven for Slurpees or anything. We made our own Slurpees and our own popsicles.
It would get so hot that you wouldn't cook your hot dogs at night.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. Exactly. Exactly. So that's how we kind of beat the heat. We got some texts actually earlier on the show. Doug says, ultimately, you don't cook indoors when it's hot. You make sure you go and cook everything outdoors.
Keep that oven off at all costs.
Yeah. Jim says the ceiling fan, if you have one, should go under counterclockwise motion because it pushes the air down in a breeze.
Is that right?
Yeah, counterclockwise.
See, I always thought that you're supposed to suck the hot air up. That's what I thought you were supposed to do.
Well, I don't know. That's what he says works for him. Jillian says you close all the rooms that you're not using, so all the cool air stays centralized in the room you're in.
Yeah, until you need to go into one of those other rooms that you've turned into a freaking microwave.
And then I guess you should live like a vampire, too. Pull all your blinds.
Oh, number one.
We bitch because we can't see the sun. The sun comes out, we pull our blinds.
And at night, you should open all your windows. And then as soon as the morning comes around, close them all. Keep that cool air in.
The worst, though, is when it's a hot summer night and there's no breeze.
Oh,
isn't that
just sit there sweating and there's nothing you can do.
There's nothing you can do.
You have to ride that baby out. And it's just the worst feeling. When it's so hot, I've had it so hot. I don't have to do this now, thank goodness. But it used to get so bad that in the middle of the night, I would get up and lie on the kitchen floor because the linoleum was the only cool thing in the house.
Yeah.
So you'd constantly move around on the kitchen floor to find the cool spot.
You know, it's funny. my brother and I shared a room.
Yeah.
My brother Chad and I shared a room, and so you're in. It's hot and there's no breeze. Then there's a faint hint of a breeze.
Yeah.
And you're at the window like.
Yeah, I know. Jordan Barnsley on our Facebook page. Fans everywhere. We keep blackout curtains on the windows, especially the giant patio window, and we'll use bandanas with rice sewn in that have been in the fridge or freezer for a few hours. Also, just getting a damp cloth and placing it on the back of your neck. Who would have thought that 31 degrees was like having the Black Plague?
It's Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Saying good morning, going to the phone with Rob Vanstone of the Regina Leader Post. How are you doing, Rob?
Oh, not too shabby, despite the Jets game last night.
Okay, so I got to ask you something. I'm a rabid Oilers fan, really nothing to get excited about forever, except for McDavid. But when they were good, I remember last year in the playoffs, I couldn't sleep when they lost. How about you? Do you stare at the ceiling for a couple hours?
Yeah, I get pretty grouchy. And then sometimes I sit there and think, why are the actions of 20 people that I've never met and influence my behavior to the extent that they do? And sometimes I wonder that about following sports teams in general, but the undeniable fact is there's an investment in cheering for these teams, and it kind of makes me a little bit owly when they don't perform very well, and they certainly didn't last night.
Yeah, I understand that. Brian Munns, who's with TSN 1290, of course, and he's always on our show, and I used to work for him. I used to be his producer up in PA with the Raiders.
And oh, cool.
Whenever they'd lose, he was a snap show. And still to this day, I'm pretty sure like he's probably heated right now after that game last night. Don't talk to him for days. Yeah. It would always be like that.
Did you ever break anything, Rob, when your team lost?
I once broke a clipboard in the Saskatchewan Rough Riders game. I used to keep my own stats during the game. I still remember the game. Ottawa was here in 1981. It was the day that the San Diego Chicken showed up. And Jordan Case threw two long touchdown passes to Calvin Kirk to put Ottawa ahead 14-0 right away.
Yeah.
And after the second touchdown pass to Calvin Kirk down the west sidelines, I karate chopped a clipboard, and that made it much harder to keep stats for the remainder of the game. The Riders won, by the way.
Yeah. Next time, just sweep the leg.
I love you, Rob. Rob Vanstone from the Regina Leader Post joining us. So I did have Winnipeg and Washington in the Stanley Cup final. So I had it a long time ago, Rob. So I think I'm still in the mix. But I have to admit something to you. Our friend here, Chad McDonald, is a Vegas Knights fan. How do you feel about that?
We must fight, which probably isn't good for me. I really like the Vegas Golden Knights. I mean, there's some, I think the world of Kelly McCrimmon and what an amazing job he has done there. Bob Lowe's is from Regina, formerly the Pats coach, is part of that organization as well. And if they go on and beat the Jets to get to the Stanley Cup final, that's who I'm cheering for. But in the short term, they're really making me cry a little.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I've watched this Netflix documentary last night. It was called The Carter Effect, and it was all about the Toronto Raptors going to Toronto when they first started and how nobody knew anything about the game. That's what Las Vegas is like with hockey. When I was down there at the game, man, they don't know. Watching them watch hockey, it's just like Winnipeg fans are so smart, man.
Yeah.
Well, even though they're from Winnipeg, I won't hold that against them. But I mean, just in general, as hockey fans, they're smart.
Yeah.
So it's interesting watching Vegas, and that's kind of what I want. You want them to see what victory is like, although I didn't want it this soon, you know?
Yeah. It sets expectations too high, I think. Hey, Rob, when we're looking at the, closer to home, just keeping it local here before we let you go, the Memorial Cup. How excited are you to watch this? It's nice Swift Currents in it. I think it adds a nice little touch.
It adds a great touch to the Memorial Cup. I mean, I was already looking forward to it, but there's basically two home teams at this event, and one that's so hyped already. And when you factor in Regina and Swift Current having met in the first round of the playoffs, and the fact that Regina gave Swift Current a better test than anyone else in the WHL playoffs. They also went to seven games with Moose Jaw, but game seven was 6-0 for Swift Current, whereas the Pats and Broncos seventh game was decided by a goal. So there's so little to choose. And the three top dogs in the end of year or end of regular season CHL rankings are all gone. There's no 50-win teams left in the Memorial Cup, so it's wide open, and Swift Current is here, and I can hardly wait for this thing to get started.
Right on. Rob Vanstone joining us of the Leader Post, so make sure you check him out. Check out his articles online, and we love having you on the show, and you're welcome anytime.
Well, always a great pleasure to be with you, even if I'm discussing a very gloomy day for my Jets.
Yeah. Go Knights.
See you, Rob.
It's Chad and Ballsy Daily.
The Eagles Thursday night at the New Mosaic Stadium as we kick off Memorial Cup.
Oh, yeah, and there's lots that we need to know. Elphinstone Street's going to be shut down from 3 o'clock on the Thursday, so you won't be able to do that. They've got the bike valet from 5 p.m. until midnight. If you want to park on-site, you got to get a special Eagles parking pass, so keep that in mind. But you want to take the shuttle.
What about my parking pass for the Beagles One of the best cover bands that's ever
probably,
existed.
Probably not going to work. Probably not going to work. No.
It's got such cute little puppies on it.
Now the big question going into this show is not how Vince Gill's going to perform. It's to stand.
Or Glenn Frey's son.
Yeah, to stand or not to stand. That's the big question.
You know, at an Eagles show, yeah, you got to play that one by ear. If I'm at like Metallica or something like that, stand. Just stand.
Yep, for sure.
Unless the person behind you is unable to stand, then be respectful and sit down and try and make, you know, so everybody can see. But if everybody is able-bodied and can stand and watch the show at a Metallica show, that's what you do. You stand.
Right.
The Eagles, the crowd's a little older.
Yeah.
So I would say generally sit.
They came out and said you can stand, just be respectful of people around you. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure Harold's not going to hoist Gertrude onto his shoulders to watch the show.
Yeah. And Don Henley's not going to yell from behind the kit, sit down! What are you doing?
That's right.
So do what you want there. You know what I did for when I went to Metallica in Edmonton? Remember that show I went to that you didn't
go to? Yeah, I remember. You keep reminding me, yeah.
I actually bought one of those, like a poncho, a rain poncho, but it's just in a little tiny thing you can put in your pocket.
Mm-hmm.
And I kept that on me the whole time. So if you can get one of those are perfect just in case it rains, because the show goes rain or shine.
Yeah.
Although we're Rider fans. We're used to that. We're used to being out in the elements when it's not the best.
We brought this up earlier in the show on our show 6 to 10, Monday to Friday on The Wolf. Make sure you listen. Mm-hmm. Anyway, you had said you went to Volbeat and people were sitting down.
Yeah.
And Chance texts in at 306-371-1049 and said, Chad, I agree with you. I was at Volbeat too. I'm going to defend the crowd on this one. After Killswitch Engage got off stage, everyone was so exhausted. Mm. Killswitch made that show memorable. So that's what Chance
says. I wasn't at that one.
Oh, you weren't at that
one?
You weren't
at the Killswitch one.
Okay.
No.
Okay. You're at another one.
Yeah.
No, Volbeat's rolled through here a few times.
They've been here a few times. Yeah. But I mean, I guess, I don't know. Regina crowds are weird because I went to Alice in Chains.
Mm-hmm.
And it was the same way. The crowd just seemed out of it.
How do you feel about what Greg texts in? He said, I paid for the space I'm in, so I should be able to use it however I want.
No, because then that's like saying, I can be a dick. No, you can't. Be respectful of the people around you at the Eagle show. Now, if you are, like I said, it depends on the audience.
Mm-hmm.
Because if the crowd is into it and everybody else is standing, then stand. You know, be part of the show. I've always said this.
Yeah.
The more into it you are,
the band's into it.
The more the band is into it, and the better show you're going to have.
Rick said I went to Kiss 5 years ago in Regina. Shinedown opened for them. There were seats. No one stood for Kiss, but everybody stood for Shinedown. So,
well, I mean, Kiss. Yeah, that was a weird show. Having Shinedown open for Kiss, I remember that being
weird,
a really strange combination.
Yeah,
but it worked. And that was, I crap on Kiss. You know what I always say about Kiss?
Put on
Kiss?
A show, though.
But that was one hell of a show, man. That was really good. I even put on Kiss makeup for that one. And I stood, even for Kiss.
Did you?
Yeah, myself and Evan Barron standing watching Kiss.
And you put Kiss makeup on?
Mm-hmm. Yep. I put Ace Frehley makeup on because I knew that would make Gene and Paul mad. So I had to go that way.
Okay, good.
It's Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Matt Bradley from the Regina Pats. Joyce, get right up to the mic there, Matt. Don't be shy. You can't be shy. This is your week, big man.
Yeah.
So in terms of having time off, you guys haven't played in like some 40-some days. Are you worried about rust?
No, I think, the amount of practice, the amount of workouts we've got in here, there's no rust between any of us right now. So
mm-hmm. You got a nice smile, man. Are those your original teeth?
Yeah, I'm one of the few that haven't lost any playing in this league.
Well, I noticed that. I know. Doesn't he have good teeth?
Yeah.
Dude's got good teeth.
Matt Bradley is an expert hockey player, good-looking dude. I'm sure he struggles.
Yeah,
sure
I know.
He struggles.
Now, I see an old picture of you online here, and you had like a little bit of growth there. You kind of got, you're okay now. You don't have the beard going. Yeah. But you're doing
that. Okay now.
No, he was up for the Humanitarian Award, and he won it for the Eastern Conference. Tell us about, because you raised money for breast cancer, and you went to schools. Just tell us about being involved in the community, because when you got traded here from Medicine Hat, you really went in.
Yeah. As soon as I got here, the community welcomed me with open arms, and, you know, to do that fundraiser and the amount of support I got from the fans and the organization to raise, I think we raised $3,600. So, that was amazing, and going to the schools and seeing all the little kids and fans, it was awesome.
Right, yeah. We've got Matt Bradley joining us, Regina Pat, and getting ready for the Memorial Cup. And Swift Current's in it, and you get some revenge in.
Yeah, you get a chance to get back at them.
Yeah, you know, we were kind of hoping they'd win. Our revenge is going to be sweet.
Yeah, yeah. Because, you know, here's the thing. Last time they were here, you beat them 7-1. A bitter pill to swallow. But how have you guys stayed away from the rust? Have you played some full speed games? Anything like that?
Yeah, I've had a couple inter squad games here where a couple, alumni and local junior players have came out and helped us. So. Mm. You know, we've been preparing how we should be, and, you know, we're ready to go here, chomping at the bit.
Okay, so what did you get time off in between? I know you guys had 40 days, like I said. Did you get some time to go home, or?
Yeah, we had 1 week to head home here and, you know, relax right after the playoffs there.
But you didn't go home?
No, I did not.
Where'd you go?
I went to Hawaii.
Nice. Rough gig.
Yeah. Oh, tough gig, eh? Plays in the Memorial Cup and goes on a holiday before he plays right. in the Memorial Cup.
Yeah.
So what are you going to have to do in order to win this thing? I mean, do you know much about the other teams besides Swift Current, obviously?
You know, we've been watching a lot of video. We didn't really know who we were going to play here, but we were preparing. We kind of, you know, who we played against, we got them to play kind of the systems that the other teams do. So, you know, we're preparing and trying to, you know, learn every little thing about them as we can. But, you know, it's a sprint here, so it's going
to
be quick.
I like that he's not. He's keeping his cards close to his chest
here.
They
always do.
Yeah, Matt Bradley joining us of the Regina Pats. You're playing at home in the Memorial Cup, so are you guys trying to avoid the distractions a little bit? Are you going to go to the Eagles? Are you going to go and check anything out?
I don't know. I don't think it's going to be a distraction. I think it's going to be awesome.
You know, right.
The whole,
soak it in.
Yeah, Regina's going to be, everyone's going to be out celebrating you know, the 100th Memorial Cup, so. You know, we're going to the Eagles. I think I'm not sure if we're staying for the whole time, but it's a little opening right. ceremony for us there, and you know, just you know, see all the people around the rink, the celebration zone. It's gonna be a good time.
Do you know any Eagles songs?
I was gonna say you look like a young guy.
Yeah, do you know any Eagles songs?
I don't, to be honest.
Hotel California.
Yeah, I do know that one.
Okay,
yeah,
good. Life in the fast lane. I'm sure you live in the fast lane.
right. Exactly.
Hey, he's got a radio name too, doesn't he?
Matt Bradley. It's perfect. I love it. Regina Pats. Thanks for joining us this morning, and good luck. We're all cheering you on. Go Pats, go! Thanks
yeah.
And we're excited to have the Memorial Cup here in town.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
It's Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Royal Wedding is this Saturday. I think it's like 4 a.m.
Yeah.
A 4 a.m. start, something like that. And I mean, with PVR, you don't have to sit up and watch it live, but you know a lot of people are.
They actually won't have their nuptials probably till like 6:30 our time. It'll be like 2.5 hour pregame show. Seriously, probably will.
Yeah, they bring out all the analysts.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Look at her dress. I don't know. Why did she get that dress? She could have got that dress from this store, but she elected to go with this dress from this store. This designer.
Now, let's look at some of the previous marriages. And let's see exactly what worked and what didn't work. Now, if we go to Charles and Diane,
mm-hmm.
Diana,
yeah,
you'll look here and you'll see there were some flaws in the slaw.
Yeah.
But that slaw was quickly picked up by Camilla Bowles because she loves to fill her bowls.
Is that her name, Bowles?
Yeah, that's her name, yeah.
All right, good for me for knowing all this stuff.
That's good.
Anyway, what I'm saying
she
is...
She looks like she eats out of bowls, as you see right here in my telestrator.
She looks like she cuts her hair with a bowl. with all due respect to the royals,
mm-hmm.
and you know, we are here in Canada, we're part of the Commonwealth.
Yeah.
But what a waste of money.
Oh my God, what a waste of money. And you know what? Her dad's not going to the wedding now.
Yeah.
Meghan Markle's dad's not going to the wedding
because he got caught eating KFC.
Yeah, he's a 61-year-old guy. He got caught eating KFC, and they had some disheveled photos of him, the paparazzi. He had a heart attack, and apparently he's having chest pains now again, so he's not going to go to the wedding for that reason and for the fact that he purposely got some photographer to take pictures of him.
Mm-hmm.
And some staged paparazzi photos of him working out and getting a suit all tailored for the wedding.
Right, yeah.
And he took some money for it.
Yeah.
And so now there's a bit of a mini scandal that he's taking money and trying to capitalize off his daughter's fame, so he's not going now.
You find me one person other than a vegetarian who does not like the taste of KFC. One person. I love KFC. I think, now I don't have it much, but when I do, I always say, I should have this more.
Yeah,
and I don't. And this is the difference between the British culture and the American culture and the North American culture. In Britain, somebody eats KFC and they're looked down on, apparently, which is silly. In the States, somebody eats KFC and they're elected president.
Yeah, well, that's true. You know, Meghan Markle, she gets to be married to Prince Harry and they go off and whatever. And they're kind of one of those. Everybody's going to be watching William and Kate because they're pumping out the babies. And Meghan and Harry are going to be the party couple. They'll be off and nobody's really going to be following them after this day. So they're okay. But how would you like to be her dad? I think it's Rick. Is Rick going to invite old Chuck? and Camille over for hot dogs, some KFC? Yeah. You want to come over for a bucket of chicken and gravy? Right. Really? Really? You, huh? Like, if I'm him, I'm nervous too. I don't want to be a part of that family.
Angel Keyshin on our Facebook page says, I still can't believe the Queen is still letting Prince Harry marry this woman. I figured it would all be too much attention for the royals and not the classy attention. Have you seen her? I would, you would be, that would be just horrible if you wouldn't let your grandson.
I'd be high fiving him.
Yeah.
Good job. Nice choice. How about, is anybody getting up to watch this?
Brian Pretorian on our Facebook says, my wife and I will be up and will enjoy a breakfast of bangers and mash with English beans, toast and marmalade as we watch. We did this for the last royal wedding.
Mm.
Remember what we did for the last royal wedding? We made Wolf Boy marry Bonger.
We did. God rest his soul,
God
Bonger.
God rest his soul.
Yeah.
Another person, Michelle Pine. I'll be watching from Canada starting at 2:30 a.m. Rob Jordison. No, I may record it and watch it later, though. I think that's what a lot of people are going to do. And this one's very true. I think a lot of people can relate. Charvon Hasler says, I've got a newborn who wakes up at 4-ish. No, we're watching. Since I'm up anyway.
Wow.
Thanks for tuning in to Chad and Ballsy Daily. New episodes every weekday on your favorite podcast app and full audio available at thewolfrocks.com. Don't miss Wolf Mornings with Chad and Ballsy. Weekdays 6 to 10 on Regina's Rock Station. 104.9 The Wolf.